to make sure that people who were largely interested in the agricultural history of the era or the environmental history of the era also understood the social history of the era. One of my concerns is making sure that people actually understand the population implications, that people understand that more people stayed in the Dust Bowl than left during the 1930s, and issues like this.
Give us an idea of one of the most common things not understood about this era.
Well, most people get their impression of what happened in the 1930s from the Grapes of Wrath. Well, the Grapes of Wrath is not, in fact, a Dust Bowl story. The Grapes of Wrath, at least the Oklahoma portion, is set in the eastern part of the state with tenant farmers, and they were, of course, suffering from the hardships of the 1930s, but they weren't suffering from the Dust Bowl. The Dust Bowl affected people in the West, and generally, while it may have had the same final effect of driving some people toward California and Oregon and Washington, wasn't the same set of problems that people were facing in eastern Oklahoma versus western Oklahoma.
You also say that the generation that remembers the Dust Bowl is nearly gone. This is probably the last opportunity to produce a Dust Bowl documentary. So I'm wondering about what is the most common thing witnesses to this period say about it?
I interviewed more than 60 older people who remembered the Dust Bowl during the 1980s when I was working on my doctoral dissertation. And surprisingly enough, the thing that most of them told me was that they were as happy as if they had good sense, which is a kind of strange thing to say in reference to hard times. But many of them had grown up poor. Many of them had experienced dust storms before the 1930s. And while the 1930s were much more of an intense experience of the dust storms and an intense experience of hard times, it wasn't something that they hadn't experienced to some degree previously.
Mm. Now, having just gone through a major drought this year, what do you think, if anything, are the lessons looking back at the history of the Dust Bowl teach us?
I think that farmers have to be extremely careful about conservation, and that if they ask for help related to conservation, that it's important that it be given.